A huge week with Tanya and Steve, one in which Tanya tried to trick Steve into weeing in a tiny cup.
It'll be yellow as hell.
Really? Haven't you been drinking water?
No, just coffee.
We'll get to that soon. But first, let's start with the return of the Nokia banana phone. Steve reckons if they can bring that back, there's also a market for this.
If they're doing that, you and I should bring back the singing fish.
The singing fish?
That you put on your wall. And it was a fish, and it'd take me to the river.
I've never heard of that, Steve. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
Nick. I'm sorry,
Nick.
Please, Nick.
No, I know the fish, and it does, don't worry, be happy as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Okay. That's right up there with the banana phone.
Are you too high?
No.
Honestly.
No.
Are they real?
No.
No.
No, no, I don't think they'd last very long if they're real, mate. At best, you might get one song out of the fish before he cut. I'll just nail this fish on the wall. He's got one song in him, and then he'll die.
But is it plastic?
Plastic you put on the wall, right, and somewhere you walk by it, it was off a sensor, and as you walk past it, it just starts singing, take me to the river or don't worry, be happy.
No, you've got to do it like the fish did it.
Like a fish did it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy.
So he was a Caribbean fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can tell he had a Rastafarian hairdo.
I'm getting the picture
now. Yeah.
Bring it back, I say. I love it.
You know, even though Nick has supported me, as I'm talking, I'm actually wondering if I dreamt all this.
Don't worry. Be happy.
A lot of people ask me, how honest are Tanya and Steve on the radio? I pretty much tell them what you hear is exactly who they are. There's absolutely no holding back, as demonstrated this week with this admission from Tanya to Steve about life at school.
I was a weird kid with no friends at one point.
Get out.
No, seriously. I think it was my band days. People weren't on board with my trumpet playing. And I didn't mind. I knew I was more than just a weird kid with no friends.
Did you?
Yeah. I did. When you're in year 7, you get a straight up and down figure. By the time you hit year 10, you start to get a bit of a figure. So when Mum let the sides out, they're the bits that weren't faded.
Got it.
So they were a darker colour and they looked like I had soldier pants on.
Here's the best part.
People used to look at me.
Here's the best part, everyone. Do you like how she's using people used to think I was weird?
This week, Tanya and Steve embarked on a mission to trace their family history and investigate the origins in which they came from. Now, we used the company Ancestry DNA, and in the kit, we were asked to produce a saliva sample for testing. Now, this is a secret recording of Tanya and EP Nikki trying to trick Steve with the method of DNA collection.
Obviously, you've got to do a urine sample, which will be a bit awkward, but...
Really?
Then I'll... Yeah.
Urine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been drinking water? Because I'll be able to see the colour of your urine.
It'll be yellow as hell.
Really? Haven't you been drinking water?
No, just coffee.
That's weird, Nick. A urine sample, don't you think?
Yes, it's very weird.
How are you peeing into a small vial?
Kidding, mate, I've got type 2 diabetes. I do it once a week. Sometimes with the doctor, sometimes just for personal fun.
Your urine goes into that hole there.
It's up to that thing, right? You wee in up to there. Trust me, I've done about 50 of these in the last 12 months, and piss goes all over your hands. It's disgusting.
Well played, Tanya. You got Steve good. But it was actually really lucky he did read the instructions and realised he was being taken for a ride before they spoke to Nigel Seto, the marketing manager of Ancestry DNA, about the process of DNA collection.
They've been having a go at me too. I just got this kit in front of me, by the way, the bit that we put our saliva in. They've spent half an hour telling me I had to put my urine in there.
Yeah, so
I've had a bit of a shake-up.
He was trying to work out how he was going to get his downstairs in the tiny vial. So we've been through that, Nigel.
Nigel.
Steve,
I can send you a new kit if you need it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say anything, Nigel, but you need to be a lot bigger than the one you've donated. But but now that I know it's saliva, I'm not so sweaty. But tell me this, before we give you our dose of saliva, is there fasting involved or anything like that?
Yeah, it is. So look, don't eat or drink anything for 30 minutes before you give the saliva sample, just to make sure that it's accurate as possible and it's not diluted.
And what happens? happens, Nigel, just say I give Steve a big tonguey just before we're about to give our sample. Will that be a problem?
Yeah, probably don't do that for 30 minutes before you put the sample in either.
Nigel, we always do that right after the show.
This week, Queensland midwives change the language they use in birthing suites. Now, of course, I'm a guy, I'm going to handball this one to Tanya for her to explain to Steve what it all means.
They say contractions should be described as strong and not painful. Mm-hmm. A big baby should be called a healthy baby.
Right.
If you're having a child and you hear someone say, geez, it's a healthy baby, all they're doing is covering the fact that you're going to become very, very up close and personal with your perineum in the not too distant future. Because if a big baby's on the way, you and your perineum are going to need some attention.
Not even think what the husband's going through.
I love the fact that Nikki's looking at us going, what the hell's a perineum?
Oh! Well, I'm afraid we're in the kiddie time slot, mate. That's what we're going to have to call it.
Nick, trust me, if you ever have a healthy baby. You will become acquainted with what your perineum does.
They should ban mirrors too.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a mirror because I had a caesarean.
Yeah, same with Karen.
Mm. Oh, my God, I just Googled it.
Finally, the MS Queen Elizabeth cruise ship docked in Newcastle Harbour this week, and we had a great view from our new studios in Honeysuckle. Now, Steve, he was like a kid waiting for Santa to fly by and couldn't stop staring out the window.
Every time we play a song, he's behind me. And
Wait, behind you, looking out the window.
Hello. Come on, mate. You know, sometimes what's off here stays off here.
Sorry.
To just clarify, I love a bit of a dance when the song's on.
Yep.
Now, I look...
Okay, Tanya's closer to the window, everyone, and then Steve is behind Tanya to have a bit of a dance.
I don't know if this is now a radio conversation or an allegation.
Was Risey's Rewind.
Sleep Zone, Warners Bay. Get any size Sealy or Sleepmaker mattress for the price of a single. Limited time only.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.
For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight at 6.
You'll never surrender.
We got news.
Let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom.
Bit of a surprise. We're going with Jerry McFerry face.
I'm going to shirt front, Mr. Putin. You bet you are. You bet I am.
Grab him by the...
Fake news.
You stay classy.
Now here's Tanya and Steve's very own anchorman, Dave Dolan, with his take on the week that was.
Well, I think they're only just starting to calm down in Curry following the extravagant that was Mullet Fest. All eyes were on the Coalfields town last Sunday for the Festival of the Mullet. The story got great coverage locally and around the country. Organisers say the whole point of the event was to put Curry back on the map. Well, they certainly achieved that, because not only did Mullet Fest touch hearts and minds nationwide, the story went global. Just take a listen to this German news report.
Super Stimmung beim Fukuhila Festival im australischen Curry Curry. In Australien heißt der Haarschnitt Mullet. Beim Mullet Festival traten 150
Teilnehmer. There you go, proof the words. Curry Curry and Mullet are universal. The story was also picked up by the Jakarta Post, an Irish TV station. BBC posted a video online that's had 5.5 million views. People across the globe couldn't get enough of Curry's finest, showing off their revolting hair.
One of Australia's most cultural haircuts that you can have. It's not a hairstyle, it's a lifestyle.
You know, I've got a real passion for mullets. I've had my mullet for 46 years now.
No surprise. The story really took off in the States. Here's Fox 17, a TV station in West Michigan.
The first ever Mullet Fest is taking place in Curry Curry, 90 miles north of Sydney. In these categories, your everyday mullet, your grubby, and then there's Ranga, which is red hair, women's and junior.
I think the German bloke was easier to understand, but anyway, while it was great seeing little old Curry Curry beam to the world, some of the comments being left on Facebook by viewers overseas weren't very flattering.
Aww.
Someone wrote, "It's true, Australia is Arkansas with a beach."
Oh.
Another wrote, "Australia may have banned guns, but they obviously neglected to deal with the real issue, dudes with mullets. #thoughts and prayers. But actually, while we're talking about guns, of course, there's been plenty of discussion this week about gun control in the states in light of the Florida shooting. There was criticism at the deputy sheriffs for staying outside the school as shots were being fired. Well, President Donald Trump thought they were cowards, and he told us what he would have done to stop the gunman.
You know, I really believe, you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
Well, how about that, Tanya and Steve? You would have gone into the school, sorry, run into the school without a weapon and save the day. Isn't that something? I mean, sure. This is the same guy who was once photographed holding an umbrella for himself while Melania and their son were getting wet in the rain. The same guy who dodged the draft 5 times to avoid being sent to fight in Vietnam, all because of his bone spurs. And when he was at a military academy, one of the only medals he got was for being neat and tidy. The same guy who previously said he can't stand the sight of blood as, quote, it's just not his thing. But sure, Trump, who's old and fat, will run in and disarm the shooter with his bare hands. Well, looks like Cadet Bone Spurs has turned into Rambo all of a sudden. And finally to Canberra, where we heard incredible details this week about a security scare that happened at Parliament House back in November. A white powder was discovered on a railing, forcing security to close down part of the building. Now, normally, when a random white powder turns up out of the blue, people freak out. Hazmat is called in, just in case it's something sinister. People are made to wear those protective suits. Every precaution is taken. Well, we found out on Monday in a Senate estimates hearing that when this white powder turned up in November, a Parliament House staff member tasted the powder to see what it was. He wet his finger, stuck it in the powder, and put it in his mouth. Now, the man himself tried to defend his actions.
You made an assessment by tasting it.
Correct, Senator.
And I think your response was, oh, it wasn't sugar, it was salt. Is that right?
Senator, I made... The only question in my mind is whether that substance was salt or sugar.
Right. OK, so I'm glad that you didn't think it was anthrax.
Yeah, he says if it was anthrax, well, he would have already been exposed to it anyway. So it turns out it was sugar, so he was fine. But it makes you think, if this happened in America, a mystery white powder turns up at the US Capitol building, for example, it'd be put into lockdown, there'd be rolling news coverage, they'd probably pull out their guns and start shooting the white powder. Over here, we're like, meh. Let's see what it tastes like. That's my look back at the week that was.
Thanks, Dave. That's Dave's weekly news wrap. Thanks to NBN News tonight at 6 o'clock. For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight, 6 o'clock.
Tanya and Steve. Friday morning, get out of bed.
Tanya and Steve's Freaky Friday.
Kill with them.
Here we go.
Yeah, we've got a great guy in to sing for us today. His name is Scott Martin. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Tanya and Steve. Excited about him?
Thank you. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, he looks like someone, but I can't put my finger on it.
It's that ugly chick. What's her name? Tegan Martin.
Oh, yeah, feral, that girl. Resemblance is uncanny, yeah. Isn't it?
It's uncanny.
Yeah, so you're Tegan's bro.
I am, yes. Mm-hmm. Luckily for me.
Yeah.
Biggest supporter, best brother in the world, she would probably say.
Would she?
Yeah.
Would she?
Yeah, I'd have to take the award, I think.
Yeah. We had her in a couple of weeks ago. Didn't mention you.
No.
Failed to mention the brother.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned her then.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, before you sing, you're in a competition at the moment, All Access Music. You're in the running with 9 others for a chance for a recording package with Studio 301 in Sydney.
Yes, that is correct.
So how does this work? What can we do to help?
So basically the whole competition is run on likes and shares. So on the Studio 301 Facebook page, whoever gets the most likes and shares on their demo wins the recording package, essentially. So it's really important that we get as many likes and shares as we can.
So where do we send people?
The Studio 301 Facebook page or to my Facebook page, Scott Martin Music. Either or, the post will be up there and you can actually hear the song too before you like it.
Brilliant.
Great way to get in the recording studio,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is good. It's so much cheaper than, than the fees that they want to charge to get in there.
I don't think people realise what it costs just to get a recording done. It's phenomenal money.
It is massive.
Can you ballpark it for us? If you just wanted to get one song recorded in a studio in Sydney?
To get about 3 or 4 songs for an EP is about $10,000 at 301.
That's the kickoff, isn't it? And and we're in a world now where for you to then sell them, that would be on your Facebook page or at gigs or whatever, and you can recoup. And it's the world of music now.
It is, unfortunately. And for someone trying to start up in the music industry, it's an impossible figure to kind of come up with. So
I think you just found your gateway, mate. You're right here, right
exactly.
now.
Yeah.
Many careers will launch from this segment.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, Studio 301 Facebook page or Scott's own personal, Scott Scott Martin Music page and then go like and share.
Yeah.
Give our local boy.
Give us some support. If you like the music, give it a like. If you don't like the music, give it a like anyway.
That would help.
Absolutely. Now, we've been doing it for a long time. Haven't had a Horses. We're big fans of the song Horses, and we were so excited when we knew you were going to do it for us.
Yes.
As is everyone, I think, big fans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we're also Facebook Living this right now on the KOFM Facebook page. Perfect. For everyone to have a little look at Scott Martin as well while he sings.
Here we go, Scott Martin and Horses.
We will fly way up high where the cold wind blows, or in the sun, laughing, having fun with the people that she knows. And if the situation should keep us separated, you know the world won't fall apart, and you will free that beautiful bird that is caught inside your heart. Can you hear her? Ocean cries so loud, casts a wild note over water and cloud. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on our horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, pick you up. And you will grow, and until you go, I'll be right there by your side. And even then, whisper in the wind, and she will carry up your ride. 'Cause I hear all the people of the world in a warm bird's lonely cry. I see them trying everywhere they know how, and just to make their spirit fly. Can you see him? He's down on the ground, has a broken wing, looking all around. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on our horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, pick you up. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on our horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, pick you up. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on our horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, pick you up.
Thank
you. Thank you very much. Scott Martin, you know, I loved about that. And because it's a really hard song to sing, but in that part, in that end bit, where basically you got girls singing the backing and then Daryl comes in, we're all doing the Daryl parts in our head.
Oh, 100%. I can see you dancing out there too. You could have started singing, Steve, if you wanted to.
That would have ruined everything.
Thanks,
mate. That was great.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Head to Scott's Facebook page, Scott Martin Music, or Studio 301 Facebook page, and give him a like, give him a share, and get him across the line for a a recording studio time. That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. Any help, any like, any share would help.
That's, and remember, even if you don't, just like it.
Yeah.
Okay, have fun. Have a great weekend,
thanks.
Everyone.
See ya.
Thanks.
Okay, confession time. Anyone else max out their credit card over the summer holidays? Here's some good news. KOFM's here to give you a share in $20,000 with KOFM's 20K credit card crush. Just yell stop before our credit card declines to win the last cash amount mentioned. We play at 8, 11 and 3 every day while you work, thanks to Vista Kitchens. They won't break the bank. Now with 50% off all cabinetry, it's KOFM's 20K credit card crush.